Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Woo-hoo, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland on Hit CQ back for 2018. This morning's show, Jess, is brought to you by Boyne Tanham Air Conditioning. Beat the heat. Call Brad from Boyne Tanham Air Conditioning now.
Oh, and boy, do we need it, Tim. I just sweat up a storm yesterday afternoon.
I said to you, I went for a bit of a run and slash walk yesterday. Got lost in the woods, you know, a bit of fun. I got back to my house. Literally, I don't know how girls do it, had breast sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun.
And I've got more chest hair than most women, so.
Did you get, was it under boob sweat?
It was under boob down the line. It was like an upside down T. It was foul.
It might have looked like you had abs, though, underneath your T-shirt.
It's that's why I drew abs into my chest and my stomach hair, because I finally had the ability to do so. But look, we could talk about my tits all day long. We must move forward with the show, Jess.
Oh, my God. Tim, coming up before the end of the hour, I want to tell you about a little incident that happened to me over our holiday break that I haven't yet disclosed to you. And the timing of it could not have been more perfect.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. Also, yesterday we revealed the results of our 3-week pledges.
Cool.
Two fails. But we have a third contender that could be getting us across the line. Because out of three makes us win.
There is still light at the end of the tunnel for this one, Timmy.
Listener Nikki, we're going to be speaking to her after 8 o'clock. I'm very excited to see if she finished her 3-week pledge of walking every single day.
Yeah.
But Jess, the most pressing thing that we need to move on to right now after this next song is the word of the year.
Yep. Was it the word of 2017?
Word of 2017.
Yep.
And it's going to make sense to you eventually.
Okay.
It's going to take a while for me to get there. But it's like a cruise ship.
We've only got a 3-hour show, buddy, left.
Well,
so
I've extended it to 7 today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
2018 is just only 16 days in, but we've got to revisit 2017 sometimes to look at the important things.
Right.
And the Macquarie Dictionary has released their word of 2017. And look, it's going to be confusing.
Yep.
Because words in the past, like, have been like, lol.
Well, generally the word of the year is
a funny word
that that you use often in that year.
So it's a word that often is not recognized as an actual word, that they turn into a real word.
Right.
And this is the exact same case with the word for 2017. It is milkshake duck.
That just looks like they've thrown a few words together.
Well, it's technically two words, so I'm not happy with it, but the Macquarie Dictionary has said the term is a person who initially is viewed positively by the media, but then it is discovered to have something questionable about them, which causes a sharp decline in their popularity. Someone like Kevin Spacey,
right.
Harvey Weinstein, all these people that you think, hey, they're innocent, they're clean. Maybe not so much at all.
Right. Okay. Well, it makes sense in that sense.
Yes.
But why milkshake duck? Like, who came up with that?
It's another term for pixelated boat. So it's like, you know, when a Twitter image where like you can see the image, or like when you put pixelations on someone's face, you can see that it's a person, but you can't see exactly their face.
Right.
So it's kind of like they were squeaky clean. Now things are getting a bit murky.
They were a milkshake and now they're a duck.
Duh. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely not. Macquarie, you've disappointed me yet again. I'm never happy with the word that they choose.
I've got to find a list of the last 5 years, because I bet you they're all just
garbage.
Shockingly bad. So
who trusts Macquarie? I want the Oxford Dictionary word of the year. Give me that one and I might be happy.
It's probably like privilege. I'm not too sure.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, many months ago I told you about a story of a woman that quite enjoyed making love to ghosts.
Yes.
One particular ghost, I do apologise.
Amanda
Teague is her name. And I will continue to name and aggressively shame her because this is ridiculous. So she was saying that her ghost partner is the best love she's ever had in her life. Mm-hmm. He's very thin.
I believe you said that she doesn't, they don't need to speak because they just feel each other's presence.
Telepathically, through the mind. And she
through delusion.
Said, yep. She said that, look, the fact that Jack is a pirate from the 1700s and dead is not a problem. And like ordinary people, they go on dates, have arguments. They even sleep together, and now she's decided they've been seeing each other long enough that it's time to get married.
Right, she decided, did she?
Ghost married. Well, no, they talk about it all the time. She said, one day he said to me, we can actually be together, you know, but I'd never had an intimate relationship between a spirit and a human before, so let's just try it out. So,
oh my God.
Crap proposal, mate. 1700-year-old
pirate. Did he
even
get down on one knee, or does he not have knees? Is he just a floating presence?
I'm not sure, because he'd just sink through the floor if he was. If Amanda Teague is telling the truth, then he would sink through the floor. So there's going to be a ghost wedding very soon. How exciting is that development to the story? This is like a movie. This is the second part of the film.
This is going to be a terrible straight-to-DVD movie.
I'm not sure. I just think that, look, love is love, whether it's between you, a vacuum, a ghost. You do you, man. You do you.
I just feel sad for this woman. Like, what is her life coming to that she's like, well, no one else is proposing, so I guess I'm going to marry Jack from the 1700s.
Well, the main reason I'm bringing this up, Jess, because I just want to let you know there's other options out there than a physical person to love. And a vacuum. So
I would rather be by myself.
I'd rather be with a vacuum.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, over our three-week break, I thought I'll take advantage of this time off and do some things that I've been putting off, right?
Oh, man, what a list.
Well,
double-sided sheets do we have?
Well, one of the big things that I've been putting off for a long time, and you know this, I have been putting off going to the dentist because the dentist always costs me so much.
I don't think it's just you that it costs heaps. I think it's all people.
Probably, yeah.
And last time you went to the dentist, I remember you said, hey, today I'm going to the dentist. I saw you later that afternoon and I'd completely forgotten about it. And you come up to me and you'd had the, what is it?
I had a root canal
that day. So they put like the anesthetic or whatever
half
on your face.
Half my face was numb.
And I didn't notice that your face was sliding off. And you're like, is it noticeable? And at the time it wasn't, but then you made aware of it. So so you went back to face your demons.
Yes, and this is about 6 months on, right? Ooh. So I knew that there was going to be something happening. So I was like, all right, I'm going to book it in. Booked it in on a Wednesday for a Friday appointment.
Sure.
Thursday night, I went to the movies.
Oh, no.
And as I'm watching the movie, biting on some popcorn, part of one of my teeth fell out.
What?
And I was like, at first it was just like kind of half out.
You're like, this is a crunchy
And I was like,
kernel.
Hang on, my bite's off. What's going on? Like, I thought it was a bit of popcorn stuck. Mm-hmm. And so like I pulled it out and I was like, oh, that was in real deep.
Okay.
And it was my filling had fallen out of one of my teeth. Like less than 12 hours before I was scheduled to go to the dentist, one of my fillings fell out.
Now,
how is that for timing?
I know that this might shock you because you know how much soft drink and bad food I've eaten in the past, but I've only ever had one filling in my
life. You're joking.
But to be fair, I haven't been to the dentist in 7 years. So
here's a tip, buddy. Don't go because you are going to have several.
See, but this is what happened to my dog the other day. She was chewing on something. I'm like, hun, come here. What are you doing? And I opened her mouth, pulled it out. A tooth had fallen out. And I was like.
And she was chewing on her own tooth.
Because she didn't know what it was. And I imagine the same happened to you.
That's exactly what happened. I was like, someone help.
This isn't very buttered popcorn at all.
So, you know, $300 later, I've got a non-gap in my tooth now.
Are you sure?
I mean, give it 6 months.
It's Tim and Jess. It's CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
But Tim, we need a listener's help right now. It's time to open the courtroom.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Look, you've opened the courtroom because you're saying that I'm doing something that's not okay.
Yeah, you be the judge. It's a segment where basically you and I have a disagreement and we need an objective third party to weigh in on this.
Yeah, first person that normally calls through, no matter what the decision could be. It could be the worst opinion in the world.
Their ruling is final.
But they're the judge, and that's what happens. And you want me to talk about what's happened with my former housemate, Alison.
I am on Alison's side, 100%.
So I got a message from Alison last Thursday saying, hey, bud, do you have Stan, like the streaming service?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I used to have it like 3 years ago, but never used it, so canceled my subscription. And she was like, well, can you get it? I was like, well, no, I don't watch TV, what's the point in getting it? And she's like, well, I think that it's only fair because you haven't paid for your Netflix account for 3.5 years because I've used theirs since I lived with them.
Yes.
3.5 years ago.
3.5 years of free Netflix.
Actually,
and you watch a lot of Netflix.
4 years.
4 years.
did the maths. So they're saying that because I've never paid for 4 years' worth of Netflix, which would be probably if I like there was three of us, so it's like what, $9? So $3 times however many months that is.
Like it's a couple hundred bucks.
It's a couple hundred bucks. And they're saying it's my obligation now to get Stan so that they can watch it. And they have used the word blackmail.
Yes. I think it's only fair. You've been mooching off of them for years. Let them mooch a little back.
Cancel my subscription. Like, kick me off the Netflix then. If you want to start a war.
I'm surprised that they've left you on there for so long, to be honest.
If you want to start a war, actually shoot a bullet. Don't just show me the gun. So they're threatening and trying to blackmail me, saying, look, if you want to, they said essentially you can have Netflix and Stan or none. That's the offer.
I think that's fair. I think it's only fair that you pay for the Stan and then you get the best of every world.
But I don't like television.
And then if you've got Stan, I can also jump on the subscription. Everybody wins.
Absolutely won't be happening. So you want me because you think I'm being a bad former housemate, being a bad friend.
The word tight ass has been thrown around.
Dog has also been barking quite heavily in the studio. But all right, 13, 12, 16. Do you want to be the judge? Do I have to get a Stan account to pay back my former housemates?
Absolutely you do.
I disagree. I just think I'm in the clear.
Well, neither of us are the judge, Tim. 13, 12, 16, give us a call and weigh in on this.
We can't agree on a situation that's presented itself in my life. My former housemate of 4 years ago is blackmailing me, telling me I need to get Stan, the streaming service, very similar to Netflix, because I've been paying for my Netflix for 4 years and I've never paid a cent.
Yeah, look, unlike other times we open the courtroom, this one could actually be in a courtroom.
This one could, because it is technically stealing.
Yes.
But again,
but I've stealing said, from friends, is that really stealing?
Yes, they're blackmailing me. They're waving a gun in my face. And as I just said before, if you're going to wave a gun in my face, you might as well shoot it and actually step up. My former housemate, Alison, I don't want to get Stan because I know I'm not going to use it. She wants to use it.
It's funny that you mentioned the word stand up, step up, Tim, step because up. It's time for you to step up and actually start contributing to this friendship.
Sounds like a lot of effort. Not going to do it. But anyway, it's not up to me. It's up to our judge. And today's judge, his name is Sean. He's from Rocky. His say goes, final decision, first caller through. Sean, what do you think? Should I be getting Stan, the streaming service, as payback or as the blackmail and should I not hear about it?
Well, one question. Who pays the internet?
Who pays the internet?
Oh.
I pay the internet.
Yeah. You shouldn't need to. Well, that's what you use it for, isn't it? Used on Netflix.
This is my former housemate, so they live in another state. I've just been using it for the last 4 years.
Yeah, he's been mooching off of it. Not paying for the account.
I got it. It's fine.
Yeah. Shoddy! So you think I'm completely clear, I don't have to get Stan and this blackmail isn't a threat at all?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Sean, you're too lax about this.
Gavel
I'm not okay
down.
With it.
Sean, do you think that I should now get them to get me a premium subscription as a double blackmail and put their hands forward?
I'm not sure.
I'll take that as a yes.
You're getting it for free now, so don't overstep it.
Yeah, don't rock the boat.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sean.
No worries,
mate. There we go, Jess. That's great. See, my old housemate, Alison, she's Canadian, and they always say, oh, Canadians are so friendly. Apparently not.
I did try for you, Alison. If you're listening, I tried my best, but Sean obviously doesn't pay for his subscription either.
He's one of the brothers.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, yesterday we revealed the results of mine and yours 3-week pledge that we made on the last day of 2017.
Shocker, we both failed.
We both failed. I was meant to lose 5 kilos. I pledged that. Tried to exercise. Well, I did exercise. I just ate more than I exercised. And you said you weren't going to drink soft drinks for 3 weeks. And what happened, mate?
The last day before we came back, I had a frozen Coke.
Which is definitely a soft drink.
Totally worth it.
So far, 0 out of 3. But there is a third person because... Listener Nikki from Gracemere called us and she said for a 3-week pledge, she was going to walk every single day and her husband Mark was going to be the enforcer.
Yes. And we said, look, let's get in touch with Nikki and check in after 3 weeks.
We wanted to give her own spotlight today. So Nikki, you said you were going to walk you pledged for 3 weeks, you were going to walk every single day.
Yes.
Now, there were a few rocky days with the weather over those 3 weeks, Tim. So, I'm not sure how Nikki went.
So, Nikki, the whole reason we did this 3-week pledge is because we don't have time for 12-month resolutions. 3-week resolutions are way better. And look, we're going to set the scene. 3 weeks you pledged to walk every single day. Mark was the enforcer, your husband. Nikki, can you please tell us, did you successfully walk every single day for the last 3 weeks?
No.
Nikki!
But I did physical activity of some sort every single day.
What? All right. What is this? What is it? What are you counting as physical activity?
Yeah, what's your physical activity?
Well, I rode my bike.
Okay.
All right.
The riverbank to like the garden.
Okay.
I also did a ride along in Emu Park. I did. We laid, what was it? I think it was 3 tons of sand in the front yard.
That's pretty physical, so Tim.
I did get up at like Christmas morning and went for a walk along the beach. Mm-hmm. So there were days there where I probably could have stayed in bed, but I didn't. So no, not every single morning, but or every single day, but I did physical activity.
You know what,
so
Nikki? I'm going to give it to you.
It's a pass. One of us has to pass, Nikki.
Nikki, congratulations. You passed your 3-week pledge. We'll give you a pat on the back. You know, we'll keep your number. You never know. We might be able to hook you up with something. But also, I'm so happy because that means you passed your 3-week pledge. That means me and Jess, technically, we didn't pass ours, but we passed it because 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
It's someone did it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining the journey with us, Nikki.
No worries, guys.
Wow. Wow.
Commitment's hard, Tim.
I know. It is terrifying. But look, I'm trying to lose the 5 kilos now.
Yep.
So
you've got the rest of the year. You've got 11 months left.
I've got 50 weeks left.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Tim, the story I read yesterday got me a little bit fired up. Princess Charlotte and the royal family always making news.
Who's Charlotte? Is she?
She's the new one from Will and Kate. The new one. It sounds like they've like released an album.
Yeah.
You know that new album that they released 2 years ago?
Straight Fire.
She is the 2-year-old. So she's got her older brother, George.
Yep.
And then Princess Charlotte has just started kindergarten.
Sure. Two years old, you say?
Yes. And it was, well, she's in like nursery school. So okay. Pre-kindergarten. And it's been revealed yesterday that she can only speak English as her first language.
Of course.
But she is bilingual at the age of 2.
Baby talk does not count as a language.
No. No, apparently she's also picked up a little Spanish.
Haven't we all in our travels?
Just a little cheeky Spanish on the side. Her nanny, apparently, that helps look after the kids, mm-hmm. Has been teaching Spanish. Both Princess Charlotte and Prince George.
Is it Jennifer Lopez? Is that movie Made in Manhattan, The Spanish Nanny?
Man, if Jennifer Lopez was your nanny, though, amazing,
your
right?
Dancing would be good. Annie, that's too early to be knowing.
Prince
I don't
George
even know
is like,
English.
What, 5, 6? Yeah. And he also speaks a bit of Spanish.
I thought you could say he doesn't. I was going to say dumb kid.
But apparently Princess Charlotte picking it up as quickly as English. And they always say that you need to learn a language quite young because your brain can pick it up a little bit quicker.
It's the same with surfing. If you're not on a board by the time you're 8 months old, what are you doing?
But like, I'm angry at my parents for not teaching me more skills. Like when I was 2 years old, they were like, oh, look at her. She can walk. That's great. Like I wasn't learning.
Bravo, Jess. Couple of steps, being real sarcastic about it. But I think there's a lot of parents in central Queensland and around Australia and the world that would be thinking, my kid's really talented at a really young age. And some in that case is absolutely correct. Others, maybe not so much.
One of the guys that we work with, his kid, started playing the ukulele the other day. I can't play an instrument. She's like 4 and playing the ukulele.
I'm pretty sure she's like 7. But if you want to
either way,
downgrade, it's still
can't play the ukulele. It's still impressive.
It's impressive nonetheless. So you think they're too young and too talented?
Yes. And it's making me, it's grinding my gears.
All right. Well, 13, 12, 16. Do you know someone that's too young and too talented? They don't have to be a 2-year-old. They could be 15 and already be a master of chess or something.
Yeah.
Too young, too successful. It's not okay. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Like if you had a child right now, which is just the furthest thing away from a possibility, what skill would you want your child to have?
Well, I would have to teach them every skill. Like I would definitely want them to have a musical ability because I have none.
Yep.
Just
start
none
a family
whatsoever.
Band with one member. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Do you know someone that's too young, too talented, a child that's just too good at something? It's not okay.
And we're talking too young and too talented, Tim.
Talking. Can you talk? It's talking. Talking, mate.
Well, it turns out I'm not even good at English, but Princess Charlotte, 2 years old, can already speak English and Spanish.
It's too much.
Stop being bilingual. That's not okay. Yeah. How dare you have more talents than me?
She's probably got like just infinite resources more than you as well.
Yeah,
so
no, she is part of the royal family.
You need to understand that is the case. But I understand what you're saying. People being too young and too successful, it's not okay sometimes.
Yeah. And look, we asked on 13, 12, 16, who do you know It's a bit too young and too talented.
You know what I'm getting sick of as an older man?
Oh, here we go.
So when I was like 10 to 15, I remember having like a Razor scooter and a bike, and like I never did skateboard because that was too hard.
Sure.
But like I remember
you needed handles.
The kids at the skate bowl and all that stuff, like it's very standard. Just like if you could drop into the bowl, you're a legend. I see kids now at like skate parks and this doing like side things and flips and all these cool things that me and my friends would never be able to do. And it's like, where are you learning these sick tricks? I've been watching too much Nitro Circus.
Yeah, it's too late for us, Tim. You're 25 now. That ship sailed, mate.
I have grey chest hairs. There's no going back now. So we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, who's too young and too successful? We've had Michael call through from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Michael, who do you know that's too young and too successful?
Yeah, my nephew is 4 years old and is far too good at the drums for a four-year-old.
The drums!
Well, the drums is a good one for
Tim,
younger
kids. I can't keep a rhythm and I'm 26.
Yeah,
I've got the same problem. This kid has a perfect timing.
See, Michael, me and Jess play this game where I clap and I say to Jess, clap on the offbeat, and it often sounds just like this. So that's what I'm dealing with. But clearly this four-year-old is way too smart at drums.
Yeah, no, he is. Like, he's only had a few lessons. It's just one of those, he's just picked it up. He's like Will Hunting, but like with drums.
I don't know who
that
is, but I'm sure he's a drummer.
Radio announcers.
Looking forward to in 20 years seeing him in the newest, biggest rock band going around. But appreciate you call, Michael.
No worries, cheers.
No worries. Now, clearly, I didn't realise when I was using that example. Sounds like we play the funnest games ever.
Yeah.
Hey, Jess, I'll clap and you try and clap at the offbeat.
Guys, we get a bit bored here in the studio.
Come to our party. It'll be a blast. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.